FM 100, a perfect setting for beautiful music. The time is 7:29.
In the fast-paced, complex world of business, there's one newspaper that can keep up, the New York Times. And you can keep up because we have a complete business section 7 days a week. You'll find a business digest, complete stock listings, and articles from world economy to personal finance to profiles on the enterprising personalities who create business. A good way to get a head start on the day is to have the Times delivered to your home or office. Just call 1-800-631-2500 and take advantage of our special introductory offer of $4.50 a week for 13 weeks. That's 1-800-631-2500. The New York Times. It means much more of the world, much sooner.
Delivery not available in all areas. Offer ends November 30th.
Chicagoland, now that the gallant men of Olds have given you a look at the new 1985 Oldsmobiles, what do you think?
I love that old.
And you people who want full-size luxury, how do you like the spacious new Olds 98?
We love that old.
You'll fall for all the 85 Olds, the new state-of-the-art Calais, Cutlass Sierra, Supreme, Firenza, and Delta 88.
They'll make you a lover, those gallant men of Olds.
I love that old.
FM 100 headlines, a blast of Alaskan air that continues to chill the Rockies has dumped more than a foot of snow in parts of southern Colorado and northern New Mexico. The snow forced the closing of Stapleton International Airport near Denver, and snowdrifts stranded about 100 motorists near Santa Fe. Traveler's advisories are posted for parts of Colorado, New Mexico, and North Dakota. A new poll says Walter Mondale has picked up some points in his drive to catch President Reagan. The Harris poll shows Mondale has gained 4 percentage points on Reagan in the 11 largest states. President Reagan will be campaigning in the Chicago suburbs today. Mr. Reagan and Republican Senator Charles Percy will visit the Wilco Area Career Center in Romeoville, Bolingbrook High School, and the College of DuPage in Glen Ellen. The U.S. Senate race in Illinois has become an expensive undertaking. Campaign reports show incumbent Republican Charles Percy and his Democratic challenger Paul Simon already have spent nearly $6 million. The figure is likely to reach $10 million before the election. The Board of Education and the Chicago teachers return to the bargaining table today for the first time since September 10th. They're trying to agree on a contract and avert a strike, which could affect more than 400,000 students. The AAA Chicago Motor Club Traffic Center reports the left lane of the eastbound Indiana Toll Road east of Burns Harbor is closed so that road crews can remove an overturned truck. An accident on the inbound Calumet is causing a backup from Stony Island to King Drive. The winning lottery numbers 369 and 2536. Tuesday morning gold fixing in London, 339.75. In sports, Denver 17, Green Bay Packers 14, in the National Hockey League, Montreal 5, Philadelphia 2, FM 100 times 732.
If you're shopping for a business computer, it could cost you more than you think.
I'd like to buy this $1,200 computer.
That'll be $5,300 complete.
$5,300?
What with monitor, software, disk drive,
etc., etc., etc.
How much is the $1,000 computer?
$4,400.
Well, how much is that $1,400 computer?
$3,900.
No, Max. So the $1,400 is $4,800. The $600 is $3,900.
I thought the $1,100 was $3,800 and the $500 was $3,900.
You stand corrected.
At K-Pro, we've become one of the four best-selling business computers in America by selling a complete computer for $1,295. K-Pro, the $1,295 business computer that really sells for $1,295.
In Palatine, visit CCS Computers on Northwest Highway. In Skokie, see Lilliput Computer Mart on Oakton. And in Villa Park, it's Programs Unlimited on Roosevelt Road.
FM 100 weather for Chicago and vicinity. Becoming cloudy this morning, showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, possibly severe thunderstorms, with a high in the middle or upper 60s, light winds southeast 12 to 22 miles per hour. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, some possibly heavy, windy and warmer, low upper 50s, southerly winds 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty. Wednesday, Cloudy and windy in the morning with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, becoming partly sunny later in the day. High in the low or mid-60s. It's 48 at O'Hare, 51 at Midway, 54 degrees here at our studios at the John Hancock Center. Humidity 93%, wind northeast 6 miles per hour. Good morning to you. How are you doing? I'm Jack Taylor, enjoying this opportunity to be with you and listen to the beautiful music of FM 100. FM 100 time is 7:39, 54 degrees here at the John Hancock Center. And the outlook for today, thunderstorms, possibly severe, developing this afternoon, high in the 60s. A pleasure to have around, the music of FM 100. The time is 7:43. It's 48 degrees at O'Hare, 51 at Midway, 54 at the lakefront. Humidity 93%, wind northeast at 6 miles per hour. FM 100 weather for Chicago and vicinity becoming cloudy this morning. Showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. High, middle, or upper 60s. Light winds becoming southeast 12 to 22 miles per hour this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, some possibly heavy, windy and warmer, with the lows in the 50s. Southerly winds 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty. Cloudy and windy Wednesday, with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, becoming partly sunny later in the day. High in the low or mid-60s.
Remember this date. Monday, October 22nd, 1984. This is the day that will signal the Enlightenment of Chicago. On this day, this city will become privy to essential information it has heretofore known nothing of. On Monday, October 22nd, Chicago will finally find out what's really going on in Washington, D.C. How did Geraldine Ferraro become so powerful, so fast? Which power brokers are pulling which strings in which countries? What prompted the Army to activate another Green Beret unit? Exactly where are your hard-earned tax dollars being spent? It's time you got the inside stories about what Washington is doing to you. Vital stories that no one else is telling you. Next Monday is the day Chicago gets the Washington Times. The day you get the news you've been missing.
Now, Joe Capo, publisher of Crane's Chicago Business, brought to you by Bank of Ravenswood, where new services and new ideas make banking easier for business, for people. Here's Joe.
If you want to buy a home in the suburbs of Chicago, you might be eligible to get a mortgage at below market rates. This is part of a program being organized by the Cook County Board. I will give you a phone number later on at which you can get more information. To qualify for the mortgages, you must be a first-time home buyer in one of 90 suburbs that are participating in the program. You also must have an acceptable credit history. You can borrow up to $125,000 for a new house or up to $103,000 for an existing structure. Mortgages also are available for up to 4-unit dwellings, but the owner must live in the building. For more information, call the Cook County Board at 443-3044. That's 443-3044 to find out if you are eligible. This is part of a $60 million program to help young families get into their own homes. This is Joe Capo for FM 100.
And now, for Bank of Ravenswood, Professor John Ward discussing the crucial issue of pay raises and productivity.
10 years of rapid inflation tied pay raises more to the cost of living than to productivity. Today, business owners have got to get back to using productivity, merit, and job responsibility as the true guides to raising pay. It requires careful discussion with each of your employees as to what a specific job is actually worth and what they might do to contribute more to company profitability. Also, you should inform them how much your costs for health insurance and employment taxes are still going up. It's hard to hold these discussions, but avoiding the issue is almost a guarantee of declining profitability, and ultimately loss of career growth and job security.
Professor John Ward for Bank of Ravenswood. For a free, detailed article on productivity and pay raises, call Bank of Ravenswood Business Center at 989-3232. That's 989-3232. Bank of Ravenswood. We make banking easier.
Any place is a nicer place to be with the music of FM 100.
Walking in the rain today, showers and thunderstorms arriving this afternoon, a possibility of severe thunderstorms, and the high in the 60s. It's now 54, and the FM 100 time is 7:53. Beautiful stereo music whenever you want it on FM 100. The time is 7:56.